Hi there, thanks for watching. Today I am joined by Cameron Gleeson, who is the Senior Investment Strategist at BetaShares. We're going to have a chat about what can be a rather complex topic, which is bonds and the bond market, and hopefully make some of those ideas a little more easy to understand for the average viewer. Because Cam, in reality, if you want to send someone to sleep or confuse them, I reckon talking about the bond market's a good place to start. What do you reckon?
It could be.
So just to make it really simple for people to understand, a bond is really not that much more complex than a loan between two people. The difference being that, you know, the people who are borrowing money are often, you know, big companies or governments or even other government instrumentalities.
Yeah, that's right. So within a, you know, the bond structure, you have the borrower, and on day one they're typically receiving really a loan amount, which is called the face value, and they agree to make a series of periodic payments. And then at the maturity of the bond, or at the end of the loan, they'll repay that loan amount back to the bondholder. And, you know, when we think about that, that's very much the same as you or I borrowing money, or a company borrowing money from a bank. The bank's obviously trying to make a profit out of that lending activity. In the case of bonds, typically those borrowers, as you mentioned, they're governments, they're large corporates, and they rely on investors to provide that borrowing, and investors can make a profit from lending to those types of organizations.
And I suppose the important thing to point out when it comes to bonds is that they can be quite short dated. They can be a year in length, or they can be extremely long. You know, 100-year bonds aren't out of the question.
That's right.
In fact, I think in Japan you can borrow for 1,000 years or something in the housing market, or something absurd like that.
It's a little bit scary, isn't it?
It's, well, given what's going on. So I suppose that the point to make is that when it comes to interest rates and borrowing, there are always risks associated with that. Every day we hear about one of the risks at the moment, and that's inflation. How does that impact on bond prices, for example?
Yeah, so, I mean, inflation has been a big story this year, and we've obviously seen heightened inflation over a long period of time. And the impact of that has been that central banks have had to lift the cash rates, and we've seen this on the news this year. Now, for certain types of bonds, which are called fixed rate bonds, when the interest payments are set, that can mean that the value of those bonds can fall over time. Whereas we see other types of bonds, which are called variable rate bonds, where the coupon payments actually increase with an increasing cash rate or equivalent.
Yep.
So different types of bonds are impacted very differently by market forces.
So interest rates and inflation are very closely tied in relation to this risk picture, but then there are also benefits in terms of investing in bonds as well, because, you know, at a very basic level, it's another type of investment. It means if you own a lot of shares, or if you own a lot of property, then sometimes there's a lot of value in just having something that's a little bit different, because whilst the risks are different, it means that you have a more balanced investment portfolio.
Yeah, no, absolutely. When we think about building an investment portfolio, we're trying to draw those different asset classes, like shares, like property. And another asset class that a lot of people in Australia will allocate to would be cash term deposits. Now, you know, bonds can perform a really, you know, powerful role in your portfolio, because you're often able to get higher income or higher yield than cash. And so that's really interesting. But certain bonds also can be quite defensive, or they can, you know, reduce the volatility of your overall portfolio by potentially appreciating in value when your equities fall.
So meaning, like, you know, you've got wild swings in the stock market. Historically, bonds aren't supposed to move as much, but that's not actually been the case in the last 12 months.
No.
But I suppose one thing that is valuable to understand at the moment is that, you know, compared to where we have been in the past, the average person's got a lot more opportunity in terms of investing in a whole range of bonds at the moment.
Yes, I mean, that's right. I mean, we've come from this world where interest rates were very suppressed. So, you know, we had, you know, European bonds that had, you know, negative interest rates, or negative yields, if you like. Today, you know, we know that, you know, in Australian bonds, Australian fixed income markets, we can get yields of pretty close to what you see on the Australian equity market. So it's really interesting to see a defensive asset class, which is less volatile overall, with a yield higher than our stock market. And a lot of investors are now seeing that as a really attractive opportunity.
So when you're talking about yield, that's not dissimilar to what a bank might pay you in terms of your deposit rate, but depending on circumstances, it moves around a little bit more.
Yeah, that exactly right. So what's the income you're generating from the bond portfolio or the bond fund that you're holding?
Yep, and I suppose much like your deposit, the common aspect that it has with the bond is that you're getting regular payments as well, which is one of the attractive elements of owning a bond.
Yes, that's right. So bonds will have very set terms. You know exactly how long the bond will go for. Depending on the terms, you may know the exact interest payments or the coupons you're going to receive the whole way through, and you'll know that what you're going to receive back at maturity. So, you know, there's a lot of certainty around fixed income that doesn't necessarily exist if you're, for example, investing in equities, and that obviously you know, has characteristics which mean it can be lower volatility than other asset classes.
Now, the average person who might not necessarily be familiar with investing all that much has probably heard a fair bit about ETFs. So ETFs don't only relate to the stock market, they can pretty much relate to any investment vehicle. But I suppose one of the benefits when it comes to bonds is that they allow the average investor to access markets which would have been closed off to them in the past.
Yeah, absolutely right. So the bond market's sort of an interesting market if we're talking about asset classes. A bond issuance may be up to $500,000 per bond certificate, if you like. So it can be very difficult for a retail investor to buy part of a bond. Also, most bonds trade over the counter. They don't trade on exchange like the ASX. So that's clearly a barrier to most investors. So one way, you know, to get around some of those hurdles is to invest in, for example, a bond ETF, which will provide you diversified exposure across, you know, a range of bonds or a segment of the bond market, but at a very low price, or the management fee is generally quite low within the ETF world,
yep.
Which is quite attractive if you're looking to access that asset class.
So Cam, the thing to point out is that, you know, the range of investments that are provided for through ETFs give the average investor a lot of flexibility in terms of being able to manage, you know, different interest rate settings, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right. So we've got bond ETFs that provide, you know, really good income, and income that will increase in a rate environment when the cash rate's going up. Like ticker code coupon is one of those funds. On the flip side, we've also got core bond funds that are going to provide equity diversification benefits.
Meaning that if you've already got shares, it's good to own a little bit of something else, so that if one thing's swinging around wildly, the other part of the investment portfolio might be a little more stable under some circumstances.
That's right. We hope that it's going to be stable and ideally produce a good outcome when those shares are selling off, right?
Yep.
So it's about, you know, constructing a portfolio that's well-rounded. So different tools can be used for different purposes. And that's, you know, the great thing about what's on offer within the bond space.
Cam, it's been great talking to you, and thanks for patiently walking through some of the important aspects of bonds and the ETFs that you can invest in. So thanks very much for your time.
Anytime, Tom. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you for watching. And of course, you know, bonds can be a slightly more difficult instrument to understand, so it's important to do your own research and read up on these things. So hopefully we'll be able to continue to help you along your journey of educating you about the bond market over the course of coming videos. So thanks very much for your time.